a narrative that I've written for the day, and I want to tell you that I shared it in jail on Wednesday night, and I had one of the most wonderful worship sessions you can imagine. Several people's hearts were turned to God, and several even asked how they could become Christians. And I have to tell you that working in the jail, that's a very gratifying thing to have happen. So I know that we are living in very difficult times, and so I chose to extend to you a very encouraging word that the Lord is our shepherd, and He has not taken His hand off His flock. And so I kept this Christmas Eve wanting to say to you, you need to know that you have a good shepherd. You have a good shepherd. He's looking out for you. So I tried in what I've written in this narrative to bring that that piece of the shepherding closer to mind. You'll have to let me know how I do. It's called Back in the Day. Back in the day, as we're inclined to say, when Jesus was born, there were in that region shepherds by the legion. Their white sheep by the drove, like a coverlet of satin, cloaked all of the hills in view with their flocks. A whole trove of lambs. Yes, thousands of temple lambs raised to serve the needs of the children of Abraham. The lamb's blood dates from Exodus, where glistening on the doorposts of obedient Hebrew slaves, it was a new and recent sign of submission, of obedience that saves from the angel of death, who in a midnight mercy, seeing the lamb's blood on a house, passed over. And where there was no blood, where the lintel was bare, where the sideposts were clean, therein the firstborn would perish, whether animal or human. The night terror was grim for any firstborn within. From that year and forever on, lamb's blood, a lamb for the Passover, a lamb for one's sin, a sacrifice offered yearly again and again. Because sin is costly as death, a lamb was prescribed as the price for your life. Ranks of priests, rank upon rank with ceremonial knives, slaughtered the sheep offered to God to make man right, to atone for sin, over and over and over again, back in the day. Behold, in that same region there were shepherds out at night keeping watch in the dark over their flocks, keeping, not sleeping. Amongst those Judean hills, once the boy shepherd David kept watch over Jesse's sheep, his father's flocks, watching out for danger from lions or humans or bear. Young David wrote songs and sang them to God, and he gathered smooth stones to sling at wild dogs. This is where David led his sheep. There he fed them or found them back in the days before Jesus. In faded footprints trampled by passage of time, the days that of that once and future king came new shepherds of another era, even of Jesus' time. And they were also protecting and watching outside of Bethlehem. And they were talking and waiting and keeping the sheep while wondering and worrying and pondering just what the future might bring. And suddenly there came a tremor in heaven, a quivering charge in the air. Up there, as the shepherds attended to that strangeness, it seemed as if somebody were there. And then he appeared, tall, big and bright, sudden and straight as a shaft of light, out of the timeless abyss of the deep, approached a heaven-sent messenger, a herald. A star swirl descended, sweeping their sky on fire. A myriad of comets scrambled in stellar fusion above, among the parted clouds in a full moon setting. The angel of the Lord appeared, fierce and imposing. He drove them to faintness, to fearing, wanting some cover for the keeping of their life. Onto the ground they threw themselves in lumpy clusters and ragged heaps, as between their fingers, curious, they peeked. All around them, huge glory abounding, when all the starry sky with music was ignited, shard notes of light like sparks spewing off a spinning stone wheel. Then, out of this sudden, stunning, sonic splendor, spewed forth clear speech, a heavenly proclamation. Words, crisp as cut gems, were uttered. "Fear not," came first from this quarter, and then from that, and from under and above, and from here and all around. "Be not afraid. Be not afraid." Such an ironic directive for them, frightened in their anxious postures, their terror exposed to all. "I bring you great news of great joy. Big news for you, for everyone, everywhere. Glad tidings." A whisper of relief crept towards their clenched fingers and loosened their grip on dread. "The promise of ages has come to pass. Another King David has been born at last, and he will be a better shepherd and king than David ever aspired to be, who, despite being the great king of Israel, God has appointed a later David to appear. And tonight, he has come. He is here. Here. The Prince of Peace. Emmanuel. Born today," they heard the host of heaven say, "born before some common livestock laid in some shared hay, born among the bedding and the fodder or the feed, himself the promised seed, the Savior, the Messiah. Born," they say, "born, this great shepherd of all God's lost sheep has arrived tonight. Come now, friends. In this most precise of moments, take him in your arms, shepherds. Weigh him and proclaim him. Do come and see. Do come and see. And this will be a sign to you. In Bethlehem, you'll find him behind the local inn. The census crowd is so numerous, there is no room for him or anyone. He'll be all wrapped up out back, lying in a manger." And then they were glad, very glad indeed. Although the news was strange, a servant king, born here an impoverished prince, the promised seed, the good shepherd, and with arms upthrust and wondering trust, the shepherds were all thrilled and amazed as they chattered and clattered their way to the newborn. The illumination of their minds made that night seem as day, and rising and flowing glory showing the host of heaven appeared. There were angels. Angels everywhere. And they were no more afraid. Then this praise was raised in highest heaven. "Glory be to God in the highest." And from the skies end to end, they heard the living heavens render shouts of joy and wonder and cries of delight on this most favored night of nights. A sacred benediction. And on earth, peace among men in whom the Lord of heaven is pleased and has chosen to delight. Oh, how dark the times were, the shepherds mused way back then. King Herod the impostor, an enemy of Edom, had purchased David's throne. Purchased it, and then defiled it. His Gentile flesh, an offense to all, to every freedom-loving Jew. Of all despotic rulers, Herod was the worst. The lackey of imperial Rome. All bought, all paid for. And so it is, the rich oppress the poor. Disowned by God we are. Subject to a fallen Gentile, a vassal, a flatterer. Where is our Messiah? Why does God delay? Why has the creator of this universe turned his face away? But wait, the good shepherd. Did they say? Is he the one of whom Ezekiel spoke in a former dark and hopeless day? I myself will come. I will seek and find the lost and scattered sheep of mine. I will cast off the useless shepherds who feed themselves on mutton and lamb, who do not love and tend my sheep, whose greed pollutes the land. I will replace all wicked shepherds who clothe themselves with my wool, who refuse to feed my enfeebled sheep, who do not assist or strengthen the weak, nor do they heal the sick, nor splint their bones, who have not bandaged on my sheep's wounds, but with force and harsh dealing wound them all the more. You have driven them away from the safety of my fold, exposed them to wolves and thieves and more. Subjected them to foreign gods, enticed them to demons. No wonder they wander in fear. Their bleeding fills the mountains. They cry out as they seek a place to die. Hear the word of the Lord. You leaders, you rulers, I am done with all you scoundrels, you oppressors. I am so against you. You are the establishment of evil. I will assay against you, measure out to the fullest measure all my sheep's hurt and pain. I will require at your hand the root. For we would know from years of tending, from providing and protecting, from leading out and finding fodder, to finding pools of quiet water, from loving, from delighting in the blessing of our sheep. Shepherds know what duties shepherds keep. A good shepherd lays down his life. He purchases good for his sheep. He strides to find the frightened lost and guides the wayward home. He rejoices in their glowing health. They are his treasure and his wealth. He cares for them tenderly. Anywhere and any time, he is there for them. He puts them first before himself. He washes their hooves and untangles their matted wool. He comforts them and holds them and sings to them. He even smells of them, of their lanolin. He calls them each by name, and they intimately know his voice. A stranger, they will not follow. But where he goes, they go, rejoicing. Is that the good shepherd, they wondered, as they embraced him in their arms? Can this little boy be king of everything when he feels like such a lamb? Oh, says Mary kindly, the answer to that is clear. He is who God says he is, our shepherd king and lamb. That's it. Merry Christmas. Each year at this time, we take an offering for the poor. And what I'd like to do is take that at this time. It goes into the deacon's fund, and it's dispensed from there for those who are hungry or naked or in trouble, need fuel. We are able to minister mercy through your generosity.
You could have come like a mighty storm, with all the strength of a hurricane. have come like a forest fire with the power of heaven in your flame. But you came like a winter snow, quiet and soft and slow, falling from the sky in the night to the earth below. You could have swept in like a tidal like a winter snow, quiet and soft and slow, falling from the sky to the night to the earth below, falling from the sky in the night to the earth.